Spirit is with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were gathered for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst. And Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you have forgiven are forgiven them, and those sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers into those nail marks, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them this time. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." He said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that were not written in the books. But these were written that you would come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in Jesus' name. Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the risen Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I will not ask you to show your hands, but I would ask you to think of about a moment or several moments in your life where you might have doubted yourself or God. Can you think of a moment when you might have doubted yourself or doubted a friend, a family's member's love? Or doubted God? Those moments that we get to a point where we doubt our own goodness, that God could love us, that God could forgive us. Those moments when we doubt in a relationship, whether it's a marriage relationship or a friend relationship, when we doubt that, is this working? And from a faith perspective, when there's that moment when we wonder about this God, how could this God create this, what we might call a mess? Things are not perfect. They don't go according to the Bible plan, the God plan, our plan, your plan, my plan, what we consider best. The other afternoon, a friend called. She and I have known each other for many years, and she's a woman of deep faith. Her son had just found out that he has cancer. He's about 40, has a couple small children. And part of that conversation was her struggle of faith at that moment. How could this happen to a young man that's so faith-filled and so conscious of others and so loving as a young dad? And now have this diagnosis. Anyone been in those kind of conversations before? With yourself or with another? It's at that moment that sometimes our deep faith in Jesus can become questionable. we can be like Thomas, who hung around Jesus, was a disciple of Jesus, was one of the apostles, and at this moment in time, he doubted. He doubted Jesus' word. And he said to his fellow apostles, I'm not going to believe this until I put my finger in his hand and my hand into his side. That was the depth of his doubt. This was just a rumor. This was just the spin, what we would call a media spin. It was a spin that said, like the Romans said, some of the apostles took his body. He really is not alive. But they did this just to keep this movement going. You and I tonight are invited to ask that question. When we doubt, when we have those concerns, when we have those questions, when we say, I don't know, this is such a mess, can we at that moment hear a message of God's mercy, a message of God's abundant love, a message of God's eternal embrace? Can we hear this message of divine mercy, of eternal mercy, of hope that is for all? We also know that there are times in our lives, your lives and other people's lives, when we're given this moment that just vibrates deep in our spirit, individually and even as a church, as a nation, as a world. We come to this moment and we see destructiveness and words and actions, and how could this earthquake come in such a terrible place and the people that are harmed or killed are so poor, and how can this natural catastrophe happen again and again, sometime in the same exact place over and over? Or how come a person can take a gun or some kind of weapon and just indiscriminately shoot all these people? When these moments come to us, at a certain point, some of us might come to that question of Thomas and say, I don't believe. It seems like God's abandoned us. We can feel like it doesn't matter. And it happens to old and young. It happens to those in middle places of life, depth of faith deep and depth of faith lacking. We get to that moment and we are with Thomas and we doubt. But the Bible today gives us another story. It gives us another message that when Thomas experienced Jesus, when he experienced God's presence, when he saw the wounds, when he was challenged by Jesus to put his hand in his finger in his hand and hand in his side, Thomas was overwhelmed with faith. How often do we know people in our life and people in the world who in the moment of pain and terrible atrocities, they rise to the moment and they become examples of us of faith? They encounter cancer in such an amazing way, and they live their lives fully, as completely as possible. I was visiting a patient the other day who was about to lose both legs through diabetes. These are moments that can be catastrophic for some of us, and they can be moments in which we lose faith. How is this possible? Or they can be moments in which you and I, in faith, indeed put our hands into the side of Christ. And in that experience of Christ's pain, Christ crucified, Christ the merciful one, we gain wisdom and insight in those moments of doubt, in those moments of question, in those moments of despair. We are invited to be people who encounter the pain, but with new insight, like Thomas, with new insight that says that when we touch the pain, when we embrace the cross, when we allow God's mercy to just flow abundantly in our life, that God will act and will transform wounded hands and pierced sides into symbols that pain and death and doubt can be conquered. Now, when we're in the middle of the moment, we clearly are overwhelmed. And Thomas was an example for us. And poor Thomas, I mean, the rest of the apostles probably had their doubts too, but he got pigeonholed into the scenario and the drama of life. So we remember Thomas. But we're not quite sure if all the rest where they were. We have a couple questions of Peter. He had some issues himself and other apostles that we don't know much of. But Thomas is the one that the church and the scripture highlights that says, this person doubted. And there are people in your family, in our world, that sometimes we pigeonhole and we say, these people don't have it together, or they don't know how to deal with the struggles of life, or pull up your bootstraps and just go back to work, or, you know, your wife died 3 weeks ago, okay, life goes on. We make those kind of statements. And we're invited tonight to know. And we know historically now, psychologically, that there's something healthy about encountering our grief, facing our pain, embracing our loss. There's lots of wonderful works that tell us about how healthy that could be. And even in the 12-step program, there is that sense of embracing an addiction so that once you identify it, you can be freed and moved on. Jesus is inviting us into that moment tonight. The story, the Bible, allows us to know that someone of his closest friends, his closest people that he trusted, an apostle, doubted. And tonight we're given not only the story of his doubt, but the story of his faith. Let us remember that this week as we experience pain and struggles in our own lives, as we experience that pain and struggle in our world. Do we go to the pain and let it overwhelm us? Or do we allow ourselves to go into the pain so there can be healing? There can be redemption. There can be mercy. There can be hope. There can be love. We look at our lives and we look at our world in the midst of all the things that are going on, and we can either be overwhelmed, we can move to that place of doubt, or we can move to this place of hope. This Mercy Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, is attributed to the context of this gospel. We often attribute it to a saint or so, but it really is a biblical experience in which after the resurrection of Jesus, on that high of Jesus, we are reminded that even those closest to Jesus doubted. We have this strange tradition in our Catholic Church. The day after Christmas, we celebrate martyrdom. There is always this reality that in the midst of joy, in the midst of hope, in the midst of faith, there are these other feelings and human experiences. As we continue with our liturgy, let us identify those pains, those hurts, those doubts, and may we allow our hand to be put into the side of Christ. When we come up for Eucharist today, may we allow that Eucharist to touch our wound, touch our pain, touch our anger, touch our frustration, touch our doubt, so that when we receive Eucharist or receive a blessing, God can transform all of those things into a new way of experiencing it. And then you and I can be a person that has an amputation that runs a marathon. We can be a person that has cancer, that is working tirelessly for other people. We can be survivors of past wars and pains of memory past. We can be someone who has an illness or been overwhelmed because we're unemployed. And we can say, this is a moment where faith and hope and mercy win. The resurrection is not about the past. It's about it, each of our lives, touched by the risen Christ. What is our doubt? Where are our pains? Let us put them into the embrace of Christ, and as we receive him tonight, let him touch that and heal that and lift us up. This next weekend, a few of our young people are going to be confirmed. Do we have any of those folks among us? I know they're coming by later this evening for a penance service. Welcome. We're glad you're with us tonight. And as we stand for a moment, we once again turn our attention to the baptismal font.